Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. In a moment, we're going to talk about America's long love affair with lethal self-defense. But first, a case in point. New Hampshire is poised to join 11 other states, including Maine and Vermont, that allow people to carry concealed weapons without a permit. The New Hampshire House and Senate have both approved the NRA-backed bill, and Republican Governor Chris Sununu has indicated that he'll sign it. His predecessor, Democrat Maggie Hassan, who's now a senator, vetoed similar bills twice in the past. The law is opposed by many chiefs of police in New Hampshire, including Albert Brackett, the top cop in the town of Atkinson.
My biggest concern is there's a lot of people that will be carrying firearms concealed that really shouldn't be. You know, people who have mental health issues, people who have a history of domestic violence but no convictions on their record. And those individuals, the biggest issue that I see is they haven't been vetted to determine whether they're suitable to carry a firearm. Listen, the system right now works well. It's been working well for scores of years.
Probably. And Chief Brackett, remind us how that system works right now.
The way it works now is we do an investigation into the information that you provide us. It starts with a criminal history record check. It may show me, I'll give you an example of an individual who's been arrested over, say, 7 or 8 years on three different occasions of domestic violence and intimidation of a witness, and those charges end up being dismissed in court. Well, when I look at that arrest history, that concerns me. So we would look into it further. So we'd ask for the police reports. Police reports, a lot of time we get the restraining orders from the courts, and the court shows a restraining order was put in effect and all their firearms were taken away from them for a period of time until the charges were dismissed. So an individual like that, I would determine is not suitable to carry a concealed firearm, and I would deny the permit.
Right.
Under the new system, we don't even look at the individual. They're just allowed to carry a firearm concealed. There's no vetting system at all in place.
Yeah, so it's quite a change. Now Chief Brackett, as you know, folks who favor this law, gun rights advocates, say that the way the law is now gave folks like you too much power, that you can use your power arbitrarily, be too subjective in some cases in denying someone a permit. What do you say to those concerns?
Well, that's not the case because it's an appeal process. So say, as a chief, I look at somebody's arrest record and I deny it, they have a right to go to a court before a judge, and the judge determines whether the individual is suitable and can override my decision. And that happens. It happens on a regular basis. I've had 26 denials in the last 3 years, and I've probably been to court 8 or 9 times, and it really doesn't give the chief a lot of power other than, listen, to do the right thing for my community and do the right thing for other people in the state. I think what was good about the process, the way it is now, till the law is passed, is that it's a process where we can weed out people that shouldn't be carrying a firearm. They're a threat to the community.
With this new law in place, aren't there federal restrictions on buying a firearm that would still apply? So aren't there still some kinds of protections in place to make sure people who shouldn't have guns won't have guns?
The only issue with that is that they only look at convictions on their criminal history. So if you go to a gun store and you purchase a gun, they run your name through the gun line, and the gun line comes back. You have no felony convictions, but you could have 10, 12, 15 arrests for various violent crimes where the charges were dismissed or they were continued without a finding, and there's no felony on your record. So that doesn't vet those people out. All that does is it vet out people who are convicted felons.
Right. On the other hand, I could imagine some people listening to this interview and saying, but really what we're talking about is due process here. You know, you act on a hunch because you're a law enforcement officer. But isn't due process really about someone actually having committed a crime and therefore he or she should be punished by not being able to have a gun? I mean, you see what I'm getting at?
Yes. Well, the way the law is currently written is whether a person's suitable or not, and that's all we do is listen. You know, we get the application, we do an investigation.
Got it.
That's not done under this new law. There's no investigation. There's no vetting process. We do a fair investigation and determine that we don't think a person is suitable. And then the due process is you have the right to have a hearing before a judge.
So, what's your message to the New Hampshire legislature? I mean, what would you like these legislators to really understand about this?
Well, I don't think they understand the gravity of what they're doing. I think that I think it's dangerous. I think that with all of the violence that we have in society, we need to have some system in place that we can vet out people who have the potential for violence against other citizens. And I think that this just eliminates something that we've had that's been working for a long time. And that's my message to the legislature is I don't think they put enough thought into it. And I don't think that they took into consideration, people that have mental health issues here in the state. And there's no system in place to determine whether those people are getting firearms. It's not a good recipe for keeping the people in our state safe.
All right. Well, Albert Brackett is the chief of police in Atkinson, New Hampshire. Chief Brackett, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us. We're very grateful.
Okay. Thank you.